from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I about fell off my chair, Lee.
Okay.
I knew it. Kamala's going to print a bunch of money because we don't have the real kind.
Yeah.
Print a bunch. We don't. We are now spending pretty close to, it's almost identical, the amount of money on our military as we are on interest on the debt. Okay. That's not sustainable. And I knew this is what this was going to be. Again, this is not an economic plan. It's a scapegoat. He will print a bunch more money and give it to you, and that'll fix it. $25,000 in down payment assistance?
Yeah.
Per family? So you could buy a home? I told you this. They've already got you to where they're pretty much paying for part of your electric car, right? Shoot, just, you know what, they'll pay for your home, your car, they'll pay for your food, they'll just pay for everything. You print it. Yeah, and a banana will cost $50,000.
Yeah,
that's what happens
if you can find one.
How did this work out in Venezuela? Not so good. Women who were doctors, lawyers, and professionals were crossing the border into surrounding countries to sell their body so they could feed their kids. That's how this ends. Look, and look, they're preying on people who don't understand economics here. I just looked at this, right? Did the math on this. She's going to pay the down payment, $25,000 for first-time home buyers. She's going to do this, she thinks, for 400,000 families the first year. So that's $10 billion more printed dollars, because they're not going to be actual dollars. We don't have them now. We have to print money to pay the interest because we're going broke. She says in 4 years, she's going to pay the down payment, $25,000 of it, for 4 million families. That's $100 billion. Again, we are borrowing money and printing money to pay the interest on the debt. That's why you can't afford a home.
And that's one of the reasons interest rates are still so high. And of course, then even if you do get that $25,000 credit there, would you get qualified for a loan that would, you know, have a $25,000 down payment?
Listen, here is what the problem is, okay? The problem is she was the tie-breaking vote on the rescue plan. We printed $2 trillion. We printed $1 trillion every 4 months extra. More than had ever been printed in human history ever, bar none. That's why we have this problem, okay? And she is doing what socialist dictators always do at this point. They promise too much. They have to print the money to pay for it. When they do, prices go through the ever-loving roof. When prices go through the roof, they either try price controls on the one hand, which leads to scarcity and people go hungry. You're seeing that in Venezuela. They had to kill the zoo animals. That's why. They ended up killing zoo animals. Remember they had to distribute guns? Because remember, they had banned guns. They distributed guns to the party loyal so they could shoot their neighbors in order to stop them from robbing food trucks. Not for money, for food. That's how this ends. Read about Venezuela. Lee, you can't print some more money to fix the effects of printing the money that you already printed, which caused the prices to go up. it doesn't work. You just end up in an inflation cycle. So if she wants to print $100 billion in 4 years to pay everybody's down payment, guess what? You know what's going to happen? Price of a house is going to go up $25,000.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that's going to happen.
At least.
And she gets a talking point for a speech. Well, let me prove it to you. I pulled these back out. I live this every day because my husband's in the real estate industry. I'm sorry. What remains of the real estate industry? There isn't much. Because the only people who can afford to buy a house in America, Lee, are those who owned a house before Biden took office and have built up equity in the home, and they have that $125,000 worth of value in their hands to turn around and use it as down payment. Nobody else can afford it. In 3 years, I pulled this up from Zillow, the cost of a median price home has more than doubled. That's what printing this money did. More than doubled. Increasing 114.5% since Biden took office. The entire situation is a direct byproduct of DC's runaway spending. And it's a disaster. Let's go over here and look at this. When Biden took office, to buy the median average home, home buyers needed let me actually back up before I do this, because I didn't set that up right. Okay. Home buyers today need to make more than $106,000 a year to afford a home. That is 80% more than in January 2020. I mean, that's astonishing. A monthly mortgage payment on the typical U.S. home has nearly doubled since January 2020, up 96.4% to $2,188. This was as of May. Why is that? Well, after they printed the money to knock the inflation down from 9%, they had to do what? Raise interest rates. What happens? Well, you get to 6%, 7% interest rate on your mortgage. Guess what? Your home payments double. So what's Kamala going to do? The thing that caused the problem. She's going to print the money. Yeah, I'll just print another $100 billion and, you know. And what will happen? Well, the price of homes will go up again. 3 more years, you want to know what's going to happen? It's going to double. It's going to double. I'm here to tell you, Lee, I listened to my husband's office is in our house. I listened to this conversation. People call him. They want to buy a new home. Their home is too big. They got an empty nest. They want to downsize. They want to upsize. They call him and the shock ensues. My payment would be what?
Yeah.
They've got great credit, but and they go through the disbelief. But I have great credit. It doesn't matter. But really that much? Are you sure? Well, I'll shop you and get back to you. And you know what they do? They realize they shop him. It's the same. I mean, people, the shock ensues. And then do you know what they do? A lot of them come to him and they've already got a realtor. They just need that approval letter. And you know what? They stop looking. They all stop looking. They just give up and they stay in that home. They just give up. There's no home market. There's no home market except for those who owned their home before Joe Biden took office. Because then, you know, you get the increase in your value, right? So you could take, and you're going to need that cushion of 100, 125, 150,000 and take that to put it in a home to buy it down to be able to afford it. And I'm not talking anything special. I'm just talking your regular average middle class home nobody looks twice at. And her solution is I'm going to print more. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I'm going to print more and I'm going to put price controls on food. Lee, this is scary. This is an IQ test for the American people. Yeah, I get $25,000. I didn't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't get $25,000. Why? Because the price of a home, if she does this, is going to double again in 3 years, just like it did since Biden took office. And $25,000, it's not going to be enough.
It'll be interesting to see if this supposed sit-down interview that she is claiming she's going to have at the end of the month, there'll be any questions about this.
It's going to be softballs.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to have them in hand, the questions, before she comes in.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to bid that to get that interview.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have her memorize on cue cards what to say and not to cackle.
Right.
And she's going to go and give all the right answers.
Well, she's got a little better memory than her predecessor, so. Maybe she can accomplish something and fool some of the people this time. I don't know.
I just can't. I hope people don't fall for this. I get $25,000. No, you don't.
No.
You still aren't going to be able to buy a home. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody she'll print some money for. I mean, we cannot solve all of our problems by printing money. Google, Argentina, Zimbabwe, yeah. Roman Empire, yeah. Weimar Republic, Venezuela, see how it ends. Same way every time. Black market, escalating food prices, shortages, can't buy a home. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And you know what nobody's talking about? These home values are going up, Lee. You know what the next step is? People are going to get kicked out of their homes because they can't afford the tax bills.
Yeah.
Because the homes are worth more and they've escalated so fast. Again, doubled under Kamala and Biden. What that means is a whole generation of middle class homeowners, wannabe homeowners, you know, our generation bought a home, forget it. Forget about it. You're not buying your first home until your 40s, if you're lucky, maybe ever, as what? Institutional Berkshire Hathaway buyers buy up all the homes and rent them to you. It's the Democrat plan. Trust me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because it's Friday, and that's always good news. Now I feel like you do about that. All right. Texter writes, Tara, what you're saying is true. We just bought a new house. Our payment is $2,750 on a $350,000 home. We were paying about $1,200 on the same price house in 2020. Yeah, that's the reality. And Kamala Harris printing $25,000 per family for a down payment so that 4 million families can have some down payment assistance is not going to change that, folks. They're not going to change their economic policies. And those economic policies are the ones that doubled the price of homes in 3 years. 3 years. I mean, it's shocking. But again, I live it. I live it every day because that's just what my husband does in his office. When people call and they want a mortgage, that's what he does. And I always, when I hear the call, I tune in because I'm like, I know how it's going to go. And it's almost always one of his previous clients. Yeah, I'm looking for a home and I just need that approval letter. Okay, so how much? What? How much? And they stop looking. They get chop block right there. They stop looking for a home. They go away. They give up. They have decimated the mortgage industry and the housing industry for most people. But you can't afford it. Again, Zillow. When Joe Biden took office, here it is. You needed to earn $47,000 to afford your average middle class home. It's a very average home. Today, it's $106,000. Can you imagine 3 years of Kamala Harris? Can you even imagine? To afford your average nothing special middle class home, you need to make $50,000 more than you did in 2020. Put another way. In roughly 3 years, this is Heritage Foundation, the cost of median price home has more than doubled, increasing 114% since Biden took office in 3 years. Because these stats were through 2023. They came out in May. And the Heritage Foundation explains that this entire situation is the direct byproduct of D.C.'s runaway spending. And it's shocking. Average mortgage payment on the same home doubles. That is crushing poverty. That takes you out of the middle class and puts you in the lower middle class. If you're in the lower middle class, you're poor now. As a home slips out of reach, you know what's going to slip out of reach? She takes office? Cars. They're almost unaffordable now. New cars. And they busted them from the 300 to mid 300 to mid 400 range for a car payment to the mid 700s. You know what's coming? Families only have one car. That's what's coming. You figure out how to keep it on the road like Cuba. That's what's coming. Or we could elect Donald Trump. It's not going to be easy for him to fix it either. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's not. It's going to hurt. But this will print. We will print $100 billion to just give people $25,000 a pop for down payment assistance. All it's going to do is raise the price of homes. But here's the pernicious thing about inflation. It always raises the price more than you print. So here I'm going to give you $25,000. Okay, well, the cost of homes just went up $75,000. I mean, on the current trajectory. Look, folks, they haven't changed what they're printing. If what they're printing doubled the price of a home in 3 years, what's going to happen under Kamala? Same thing. Same darn thing. Yet she's not promising to stop the one thing that is causing the pain. She's not doing it. This is not an economic plan, folks. This is a scapegoat. This is a diversion so no one will talk about how we got here. And that's because she cast the tie-breaking vote. She cast the tie-breaking vote on the American Rescue Act. She did. That's what caused this. And we printed $1 trillion in 4 months. Beyond the budget, okay? Beyond everything we're spending for the budget. This was new. This was additional. That amount of money had never before in human history been printed that fast. Never. Unless there was some like Amazonian tribe we don't know about that disappeared in the jungle. I mean, that could have happened. But otherwise, no, not in modern history. We don't know of it. And it's never enough. More and more and more and more. That's who these people are. So, got a choice to make. This is an IQ test, America. It's a big economic IQ test. Texter writes, this is why they don't teach economics anymore. So people will vote for Democrats. I hope they figure it out. I do. Okay. This gives me hope, folks. This gives me hope. The number one story in this country right now, this is shocking to me, okay? Like I am, yeah, it's still holding. It's been holding all morning. Holy cow. Number one story in the nation. I could see it on this new, cool, nifty tool that I have called Topic Pulse. Costs a lot of money to subscribe to it. It's for media outlets, right? We finally got it back. So I can see what America's most interested in, what's trending, what they're hitting, what they're clicking. Do you know what the number one story in this country is? I can't believe this. Okay, yesterday it was Stonehenge, and that was admittedly cool. Today, this tells me they're getting it. Americans are starting to understand how much physical danger they're in from this woman and the job she's done at Border Czar. You know what the number one article is? The Jordanian terrorist, because that's what he is. Jordanian migrant attacking infrastructure. Folks, Kamala's terrorists are here and they're beginning to attack our infrastructure. Okay. For me and you, this is not surprising. But for regular normals who don't get a lot of information, this is shocking. Headline: Feds accuse Jordanian migrant of hate-fueled anti-Israel attacks on Florida energy facilities. A Jordanian national migrant, so one of Kamala's from the voter drive at the border, was arrested for explosive threats and an attack on a Florida energy facility motivated by the U.S. government's support of the state of Israel. Hashem Hani, 43, of Orlando, indicted Thursday on 4 counts of threatening to use explosives and 1 count of destruction of an energy facility. Prosecutors say, beginning around June, he targeted and attacked businesses in the Orlando area for their perceived support of the state of Israel. Wearing a mask and under the cover of night, he smashed the glass front doors of the businesses, left behind warning letters, gradually escalated to doing this at energy facilities. The letters addressed to the U.S. government laid out a series of political demands culminating in a threat to destroy or explode everything here in the whole of America. Number one story in the country. They're catching on. Can you imagine if they knew that Kamala and Joe had caught and deliberately released 99 people on the terror watch list into this country in 2 years? It's probably more now because that was through 23. Can you imagine? They'd have no idea. There'd be a landslide if people could know things like that. Maybe they will before the election. Folks, let me just frame this quickly for you, okay? During the entire Trump administration, just 11 people on the terror watch list were caught on our border. They are mobbing our border now. 4 years, just 11. Folks, we've caught 4 Palestinian terrorists on the terror watch list on the border in the last 2 weeks.
Listen to this. A 4th suspected Palestinian terrorist was just stopped at the border in less than a month. He was arrested Monday in New Mexico, and it comes just weeks after 3 other suspected terrorists were caught crossing near San Diego. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is demanding...
Texter writes, hey, Tira, bet you won't read this. Usually the fastest way to get me to read it. Bet you won't read this. The low information people here, free. They have no idea where this money comes from. We were like that under Obama's first term. So excited to get our stimulus check. They will vote for this. Yeah, and that's the cynical bid that Kamala is making. Texter writes, hey, Tira, purchased our house in 2014. Interest rate of 6%. Payment $2,500 a month. Included insurance and taxes. Mortgage company refinanced us to 2.5% and we pay $1,700. House value was $370,000. Now the value is $700,000, but no way we are selling. You can't, can you, Ron? You can't. Texter writes, Kamala and the Democrats hate America and Americans are helping them attain their goal. How stupid are these people with their miles of degrees? Yes, but like Jon Snow in a Game of Thrones, they know nothing. Folks, you hear this? A Peruvian gang leader wanted in Peru. What did I tell you the world's worst criminals would do when the cops were hot on their tail in their home country? They would skedaddle up here, become part of the voter drive at the border. Sure enough. A Peruvian gang leader wanted in Peru for, wait for it, 23 murders, was just arrested in, guess where? Endicott, New York, by ICE. Oh, man, did he slip over the border? We need more border control. Oh, they had him in custody? The Border Patrol got him? He turned himself in. I mean, this is Kamala and Joe's border. It's really Kamala's border. Yeah, he turned himself in. Gianfranco Torres Navarro, a gang leader from Peru, just found in New York. He's, again, wanted for 23 murders in Peru, so he thought he'd start over here as a Democrat voter. Came here just a few months ago, was released into the country with the other 99 terrorists. He was just finally arrested. Remember, Kamala Harris is the border czar. That is a fact. This terrorist came in under her watch. I can prove to you, by the way, that she's the border czar. And that her job was to stop people like this mass murderer from coming over the border. Here's a... Folks, I've got a lot of you coming in now from the internet because of the video cast, the Rumble cast, and the Twitter cast. And I've got a lot of trolls, toxic liberal trolls coming in, okay? And I'm trying to help them simultaneously to do the show, you know, into doing the show. So you got to be patient, okay? And you got to be patient with them. You got to try to understand them because they've been lied to their whole lives. And so they have a violent reaction to the show. No, she's not the border star. She was never the border star. You're just lying. You're lying. You're just lying. Got that earlier in the show. No, I'm not. Here's... the people who lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. Here's the people who lie to you. ABC News is John Carl, right? Liberal mainstream media reporter. And yeah, they're liberal. They're lying hacks. This is why you're confused about whether she's the borders are. Here's ABC's John Carl in 2023 when you could still tell the truth about who Kamala Harris was and the job she had been given by Joe Biden. Here we go.
It was back in 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, that the president put Vice President Kamala Harris in playing a critical role in terms of trying to stop the flow of migrants across the border. I mean, she was more than 2 years ago, she got this responsibility. No.
Trying, her job was to stop the flow of migrants across the border. More than 2 years ago, she got this responsibility. So back in 2023, when the plan was for Kamala not to ever be the nominee because she's a disaster, they could tell the truth. They could tell the truth. John Carl, last week.
No, she's not actually, she wasn't the border czar.
She wasn't the border czar.
No, she's not actually, she wasn't the border czar.
She wasn't the border czar. Oh, okay, cool. Tell us again, John, you said in 2023, what did you say on ABC News?
It was back in 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, that the president put Vice President Kamala Harris in playing a critical role in terms of trying to stop the flow of migrants across the border. I mean, she was more than 2 years ago, she got this responsibility.
To you toxic trolls leaving me these stink bomb comments, let me help you. Listen to this show for 6 weeks. They don't just lie about that. They lie about everything to you. They're not real reporters. They're not. They don't have your best interests at heart. They have the interest of a tiny group of elites who want to control every last aspect of your life. Do not help them. Don't help them. Texter writes, Trump himself yesterday said almost all new jobs have been going to migrants. That's true. Legal and illegal. Texter writes, if the left decides they can't win in November, they will rig the election, make it look like Donald Trump committed mass voter fraud. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay. Under things we have not seen before, which is the focus of the Battleground America podcast. By the way, if you're new or you only get to drop in here every once in a while, you need to listen to Friday's Battleground America podcast because I run down the entire week. So if you missed a couple days, you'll get it all right there. The most important stuff on Friday, Battleground America podcast. It's called the Insane Things podcast. I only do it on Friday. It gets double my normal downloads. So a lot of people catching up on Friday. So you can get it wherever you find your podcast. Spotify, Odyssey app, 98.9WORD.com. Okay. Folks, things we've never seen before, which is the theme of that podcast. We've never seen this before. You ever seen one of those commercials are raising money to feed little kids in some village somewhere, some third world village, and the little kids are running around and they're covered with dirt, they got no shoes, and they're feral. There's no adults anywhere, right? Except maybe the Good Samaritan nonprofit person. And you're like, wow, how do kids live like that? Because they don't do it here, or they didn't. But they do now in New York. The NYPD says illegal alien children are behind the Wolfpack robbery trend. There's an 11-year-old who's gaining fame. They keep arresting him in the middle of the night for robbing people. And what they do, even though they're little, they surround you, beat you, take your stuff. The average suspect is just 15 years old, running feral in what they call wolf packs. In the middle of the night. Folks, this is border czar Kamala Harris's America. Take a listen.
Like I described, the wolf pack.
By the way, this is an NYPD officer. This is a news report.
Savino says the suspects in these crimes are in large groups, what he calls wolf packs, like this mugging on August 1st. He says they take off with things like wallets, phones, and bags.
So you could imagine the feeling. Imagine the feeling of that individual, predominantly tourists or soft targets, sitting on a bench, and then ultimately being victimized by these Wolfpack type robberies. It's tremendously concerning, and it's a new phenomenon, not only to Central Park, but really to the area.
He says many of the suspects in these crimes live in city-run migrant shelters, and their average age is just 15. Police arrested an 11-year-old Tuesday night after he allegedly stole a phone from someone on the number 7 train. Assistant Chief Savino says the same kid was seen on video using credit cards stolen during a robbery in Central Park.
Although they're very young, you know, very impressionable, they do have a big influence on this group, you know, and that's something we haven't really readily seen. It's one of the first times I've ever seen it in my career.
Well, another tool that the NYPD plans on using are drones. We're told those will be deployed later.
Whatever. Were you going to film Kamala's future voters committing the crimes and what? The prosecutors won't do anything. It's a post-constitutional, post-American territory. New York is gone, y'all. Wolfpack gangs, not my word, the NYPDs of illegal immigrant children. And by the way, that video, you can't see it, of them surrounding people, beating them down and taking their stuff. That was in the middle of the night. They run feral. It's like a third world country. They run feral. Blue City, folks, coming to a city near you if she wins. This is the future. This is what the borders are planned. And you know it, because it's what's already going on in blue areas. And they will push this down upon us in red areas where we're still civilized. And where we understand it is not okay for children to run around in the middle of the night when they belong back at home in Venezuela in their beds. By the way, those are Venezuelan children. They're being run by Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang that also should not be here. I can't imagine what happens to those kids, by the way, under those adults' care. Just running feral and wild. Maybe that's where the 85,000 went. The left pretends to be, Democrats pretend to be completely offended by misinformation. They themselves are the alpha and the omega of the truth. And look, the lying by the other side, according to them, is so bad that we need crackdowns. In fact, we need to begin extraditing people to the UK and now France for saying things that make the left look bad. In fact, the very definition of misinformation is anything that's true but makes the left look bad. So this week, they have begun to discover a new option. They don't have to try those people themselves. They can just extradite them to their liberal friends in Europe, and those people will try and jail us instead for crimes against speech or something. But their excuse, misinformation is a big threat to our democracy. Yeah? Well, maybe somebody should extradite Kate Bedingfield to the UK for trial. She's the former spokeshack for the Biden campaign in the Biden White House. And she was actually asked on CNN, incredibly, about Kamala Harris misinforming her viewers, her fans, and actually anybody on the internet in partnership with Google, taking actual AP articles, rewriting the headline so it says stuff like Kamala Harris is doing a great job fighting inflation, which she is not. And then they run them down the side with a tiny disclaimer, hey, paid for by the campaign. The point is to what? Mislead, confuse, and misinform. The very thing the left claims not to want to do. The whole thing is a lie. Kate Bedingfield.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Folks, you hear this? A Peruvian gang leader wanted in Peru. What did I tell you the world's worst criminals would do when the cops were hot on their tail in their home country? They would skedaddle up here, become part of the voter drive at the border. Sure enough, a Peruvian gang leader wanted in Peru for, wait for it, 23 murders, was just arrested in, guess where? Endicott, New York, by ICE. Oh, man, did he slip over the border? We need more border control. Oh, they had him in custody? Border Patrol got him? Yeah, he turned himself in. I mean, this is Kamala and Joe's border. It's Kamala's border. Yeah, he turned himself in. Gianfranco Torres Navarro, a gang leader from Peru, just found in New York. He's, again, wanted for 23 murders in Peru, so he thought he'd start over here as a Democrat voter. came here just a few months ago, was released into the country with the other 99 terrorists. He was just finally arrested. Remember, Kamala Harris is the border czar. That is a fact. This terrorist came in under her watch. I can prove to you, by the way, that she's the border czar. And that her job was to stop people like this mass murderer from coming over the border. Here's a, folks, I've got a lot of you coming in now from the internet because of the video cast, the Rumble cast, and the Twitter cast. And I've got a lot of trolls, toxic liberal trolls coming in, okay? And I'm trying to help them simultaneously to do the show, you know, into doing the show. So you got to be patient, okay? And you got to be patient with them. You got to try to understand them because they've been lied to their whole lives. And so they have a violent reaction to the show. No, 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 she's not the border star. She was never the border star. You're just lying. Got that earlier in the show. No, I'm not. Here's the people who lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. Here's the people who lie to you. ABC News is John Carl, right? Liberal mainstream media reporter. And yeah, they're liberal. They're lying hacks. This is why you're confused about whether she was the border czar. Here's ABC's John Carl in 2023, when you could still tell the truth about who Kamala Harris was and the job she had been given by Joe Biden. Here we go.
It was back in 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, that the president put Vice President Kamala Harris in playing a critical role in terms of trying to stop the flow of migrants across the border. I mean, she was more than 2 years ago, she got this responsibility.
Her job was to stop the flow of migrants across the border. More than 2 years ago, she got this responsibility. So back in 2023, when the plan was for Kamala not to ever be the nominee because she's a disaster, they could tell the truth. John Carl, last week.
She wasn't the border czar.
Oh, okay, cool. Tell us again, John, you said in 2023, what did you say on ABC News?
It was back in 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, that the president put Vice President Kamala Harris in playing a critical role in terms of trying to stop the flow of migrants across the border. I mean, she was more than 2 years ago, she got this responsibility.
So you toxic trolls leaving me these stink bomb comments. Let me help you. Listen to this show for 6 weeks. They don't just lie about that. They lie about everything to you. They're not real reporters. They're not. They don't have your best interests at heart. They have the interest of a tiny group of elites who want to control every last aspect of your life. Do not help them. Don't help them. Texter writes, Trump himself yesterday said almost all new jobs have been going to migrants. That's true. Legal and illegal. Texter writes, if the left decides they can't win in November, they will rig the election, make it look like Donald Trump committed mass voter fraud. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay. Under things we have not seen before, which is the focus of the Battleground America podcast. By the way, if you're new or you only get to drop in here every once in a while, you need to listen to Friday's Battleground America podcast because I run down the entire week. So if you missed a couple days, you'll get it all right there. The most important stuff on Friday, Battleground America podcast. It's called the Insane Things podcast. I only do it on Friday. It gets double my normal downloads. So a lot of people catching up on Friday. So you can get it wherever you find your podcast. Spotify, Odyssey app, 98.9.com. Okay. Folks, things we've never seen before, which is the theme of that podcast. We've never seen this before. You ever seen one of those commercials or raising money to feed little kids in some village somewhere, some third world village, and the little kids are running around and they're covered with dirt, they got no shoes, and they're feral. There's no adults anywhere, right? Except maybe the Good Samaritan nonprofit person. And you're like, wow, how do kids live like that? Because they don't do it here, or they didn't. But they do now in New York. The NYPD says illegal alien children are behind the Wolfpack robbery trend. There's an 11-year-old who's gaining fame. They keep arresting him in the middle of the night for robbing people. And what they do, even though they're little, they surround you, beat you, take your stuff. The average suspect is just 15 years old, running feral in what they call wolf packs. in the middle of the night. Folks, this is Border Czar Kamala Harris's America. Take a listen.
Like I described, the wolf pack.
By the way, this is an NYPD officer. This is a news report.
Savino says the suspects in these crimes are in large groups, what he calls wolf packs, like this mugging on August 1st. He says they take off with things like wallets, phones, and bags.
So you could imagine the feeling. Imagine the feeling of that individual, predominantly tourists or soft targets, sitting on a bench and then ultimately being victimized by these Wolfpack type robberies. It's tremendously concerning, and it's a new phenomenon, not only to Central Park, but really to the area.
He says many of the suspects in these crimes live in city-run migrant shelters, and their average age is just 15. Police arrested an 11-year-old Tuesday night after he allegedly stole a phone from someone on the number 7 train. Assistant Chief Savino says the same kid was seen on video using credit cards stolen during a robbery in Central Park.
Although they're very young, you know, very impressionable, they do have a big influence on this group, you know, and that's something we haven't really readily seen. It's one of the first times I've ever seen it in my career.
Another tool that the NYPD plans on using are drones. We're told those will be deployed later.
Whatever. What are you going to film Kamala's future voters committing the crimes and what? The prosecutors won't do anything. It's a post-constitutional, post-American territory. New York is gone, y'all. Wolf pack gangs, not my word, the NYPD's of illegal immigrant children. And by the way, that video, you can't see it, of them surrounding people, beating them down and taking their stuff. That was in the middle of the night. They run feral. It's like a third world country. They run feral. Blue City, folks, coming to a city near you if she wins. This is the future. This is what the Border Czar plans. And you know it, because it's what's already going on in blue areas. And they will push this down upon us in red areas where we're still civilized and where we understand it is not okay for children to run around in the middle of the night when they belong back at home in Venezuela in their beds. By the way, those are Venezuelan children. They're being run by Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang that also should not be here. I can't imagine what happens to those kids, by the way, you know, under those adults' care. Just running feral and wild. Maybe that's where the 85,000 went. The left pretends to be, Democrats pretend to be completely offended by misinformation. They themselves are the alpha and the omega of the truth. And look, the lying by the other side, according to them, is so bad that we need crackdowns. In fact, we need to begin extraditing people to the UK and now France for saying things that make the left look bad. In fact, the very definition of misinformation is anything that's true but makes the left look bad. So this week, they have begun to discover a new option. They don't have to try those people themselves. They can just extradite them to their liberal friends in Europe, and those people will try and jail us instead for crimes against speech or something. But their excuse, misinformation is a big threat to our democracy. Yeah? Well, maybe somebody should extradite Kate Bedingfield to the UK for trial. She's the former spokeshack for the Biden campaign in the Biden White House. And she was actually asked on CNN, incredibly, about Kamala Harris misinforming her viewers, her fans, and actually anybody on the internet, in partnership with Google, taking actual AP articles, rewriting the headline so it says stuff like Kamala Harris is doing a great job fighting inflation, which she is not. And then they run them down the side with a tiny disclaimer, hey, paid for by the campaign. The point is to what? Mislead, confuse, and misinform. The very thing the left claims not to want to do. The whole thing is a lie. Kate Bedingfield was asked, hey, you know, this is kind of misinformation, isn't it? Aren't you guys trying to like fool people into thinking these are real media headlines, real Associated Press headlines? Kate, isn't that kind of misinformation? And she gives away the gig. No, she says, it's up to you. We're going to lie to you. It's up to you to figure it out. Isn't that misinformation? Shouldn't she be extradited to the UK or maybe France for trial? Heck, I prefer Afghanistan myself. But, you know, I'll go with the UK. Take a listen to Kate Bedingfield explaining how the Democrats lie to you. And if you can't figure it out, that's on you. This is on CNN.
Is this something that's normal? Is this something that campaigns have been using? How do you defend kind of the...
Well,
this is part of paid advertising. I mean, if you are somebody who's reading a news outlet on your phone, you'll see embedded ads come up sometimes in those stories that, for, you know, on first glance, look like a story by the outlet you're reading. But if you don't, you know, if you look at it more closely, it says sponsored content. This is part of the way that paid advertising works. And, you know, you'll see it. It's certainly not just political campaigns who do it. I mean, just as I am reading things online, sometimes I'll double, you know, I'll sort of like double look at something because it feels like it's an authentic piece of content. And then you see it's paid. So it is incumbent on the viewer, the reader, the consumer to have a discerning eye, not just on political content, but on other.
There you go. We're going to lie to you. We're going to misinform. We're going to censor others who are telling the truth. And if that fails, we'll just extradite them for trial to Europe. Except us. We can misinform all we want. She just explained it right there on CNN. Very helpful, Kate. Thank you. The left pretends to be, Democrats pretend to be completely offended by misinformation. They themselves are the alpha and the omega of the truth. And look, the lying by the other side, according to them, is so bad that we need crackdowns. In fact, we need to begin extraditing people to the UK and now France for saying things that make the left look bad. In fact, the very definition of misinformation is anything that's true but makes the left look bad. So this week, they have begun to discover a new option. They don't have to try those people themselves. They can just extradite them to their liberal friends in Europe, and those people will try and jail us instead for crimes against speech or something. But their excuse, misinformation is a big threat to our democracy. Yeah? Well, maybe somebody should extradite Kate Bedingfield to the UK for trial. She's the former spokeshack for the Biden campaign in the Biden White House. And she was actually asked on CNN, incredibly, about Kamala Harris misinforming her viewers, her fans, and actually anybody on the internet in partnership with Google, taking actual AP articles, rewriting the headline so it says stuff like Kamala Harris is doing a great job fighting inflation, which she is not. And then they run them down the side with a tiny disclaimer, hey, paid for by the campaign. The point is to what? Mislead, confuse, and misinform. The very thing the left claims not to want to do. The whole thing is a lie. Kate Bedingfield was asked, hey, you know, this is kind of misinformation, isn't it? Aren't you guys trying to like fool people into thinking these are real media headlines, real Associated Press headlines? Kate, isn't that kind of misinformation? And she gives away the gig. No, she says, it's up to you. We're going to lie to you. It's up to you to figure it out. Isn't that misinformation? Shouldn't she be extradited to the UK or maybe France for trial? Heck, I prefer Afghanistan myself. But, you know, I'll go with the UK. Take a listen to Kate Bedingfield explaining how the Democrats lie to you. And if you can't figure it out, that's on you. This is on CNN.
Is this something that's normal? Is this something that campaigns have been using? How do you defend kind of the...
Well, this is part of paid advertising. I mean, if you are somebody who's reading a news outlet on your phone, you'll see embedded ads come up sometimes in those stories that, for, you know, on first glance, look like a story by the outlet you're reading. But if you don't, you know, if you look at it more closely, it says sponsored content. This is part of the way that paid advertising works. And, you know, you'll see it. It's certainly not just political campaigns who do it. I mean, just as I am reading things online, sometimes I'll double, you know, I'll sort of like double look at something because it feels like it's an authentic piece of content, and then you see it's paid. So it is incumbent on the viewer, the reader, the consumer to have a discerning eye, not just on political content, but on other.
There you go. We're going to lie to you. We're going to misinform. We're going to censor others who are telling the truth. And if that fails, we'll just extradite them for trial to Europe. Except us. We can misinform all we want. She just explained it right there on CNN. Very helpful, Kate. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.